man, Coach Phipp, he's awesome. You know, he does such a good job of listening to us. You know, he's really good at, you know, just putting us in really good situations, really good positions. And he's really given us the flexibility to use our athleticism, the strengths that each one of us have individually and collectively as a group. You know, that's why we're strong.
Your Seattle teams are always known as good special teams.
Right.
But, I mean, have you ever seen a run like this? I mean, special teams don't always score in consecutive weeks.
It's pretty interesting. Yeah, it's pretty rare. I've never been a part of something like this where it's just been so consistent and kind of so concentrated, you know. But, you know, our mindset and our mentality isn't to go out there and make all these huge big plays. It's to go out there, execute, be disciplined in what we do, play with really, really, really good effort. And when those big plays come, you know, then we're, you know, ready and you know, capable of seizing the moment on those. I think there's a lot of visualization. You know, I think as an athlete, you have to visualize yourself, you know, running down on the kickoff and beating this block or making this play or punching this ball out or blocking this kick or scooping it, you know, getting into the end zone, you know, all those kinds of things. But, you know, at the same time, too, you really focus on what you need to do individually as collectively in the whole unit. And I think when you do that, then good things happen. You know, for us, you know, we just go out there and if we are, then that's great. You know, for us, we really want to just do our job and just be accountable to our teammates and in every aspect of the game, you know. And so, you know, if we're helping our ball team win and do things like that, then, you know, we're putting ourselves in good positions, you know, on the field.